Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on May 29th, 2012, at the Top Hat and features 9 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, I Got Lucky. This week's story comes to us from Reed Reimers and is titled Boiled Bat Wings, or I'm Big in Asia. Thank you for listening.
This is always a fun game here. We'll do the crouch, the hunch, if you will. In case you can't notice, I'm a fairly tall guy. Not super tall by like Anglo-European standards, but at 6'6", you know, I tend to be fairly tall here. You don't notice it as much if you travel to Europe. You know, there's a lot of tall people in Germany and all those kind of places. Italy is a little squant overall. But otherwise, it's just usually not a problem. It wasn't necessarily even a problem when I spent about 2.5 months in Southeast Asia. Had that amount of time to get from Bangkok all the way over to Ho Chi Minh City and didn't really have a plan, just kind of went with it. I was traveling with a tall German guy, about 6'4". I'd met in New Zealand years beforehand. And he was really into rockabilly. So we had like the long, swooped, like coiffed hair. He put like pomade in his hair every morning. And so we were kind of a sight to see, these two kind of like towering Westerners going through Asia. But it was absolutely fantastic. I had a great time tooling around Thailand. And our last night in Thailand, we were staying at this little family-run place near a national park in eastern Thailand. And the little owner gal named Sima, she was cute as a button. And she just loved me. She just thought it was the cutest thing in the world. And I mean, the first thing I did is I walked in there, I hit my head on her door frame, which was just kind of standard. I had these like bloody scabs across my poor little bald head the entire time I was in Asia, and they never really healed up. They just got more and more of them. It was beautiful. It's like a Rorschach when it was all done. It was fantastic. And so she'd always tell me, oh, you're too big for Asia. You're too big. And then she'd poke me in the chest. And I don't know what the deal is, but I think they just assume if you're that much bigger than them, then of course they couldn't hurt you. But those are some tough little ladies over there. And so I'd have these bruises on my chest and scabs on my head and feet hanging off the bed and shower heads spraying at like my belly button. And it was just Asia, you know, it was the fun of it. And but we were leaving there that morning, and she was just a sweetheart. And she came to me, and she grabbed my hand and pulled me down so she could kind of talk to me very seriously. So we're down here, and she's talking to me. And she says, you be careful in Cambodia. Okay, Cambodia is not Thailand. It's not the land of smiles. It's not safe, especially for you. And she kind of glanced over the big German guy who's standing there with his coif, standing out like a sore thumb. And so, you know, I said, thanks. And she said, don't go anywhere alone and don't go anywhere at night. And I said, no problem, Sima. It's great. Gave her a little hug, gave her the way, you know, I was so international. And so we get there. And of course that morning I wake up with massive bowel problems because I'm a white boy from Montana and I'm traveling through Southeast Asia. And so I'm having to hit the bathroom as often as possible on this trip, which of course, when you're in that kind of situation, the last thing you want to do is get on like a 12-hour bus ride. But I did. I made it all the way to the border, thank God. And then I got out, and their bathroom, I got used to the squat toilets. That wasn't really the problem. But this was like a kind of a porta potty style squat toilet. And there just wasn't room to bend down. Like my knee, like my femur is too long to get the right angle. Of course, I'm having all these troubles. And so that was an experience in and of itself. But nothing like crossing the border into Cambodia was. I mean, you literally go from these cute little farmhouses and all this wonderful stuff, nice paved roads, everything, pretty good infrastructure, into like 100 years ago. I mean, you're talking unpaved roads, like 7-story tall brothels and casinos. And you see the effects of war there so prevalently, all these people missing limbs on the street. And it's just kind of a big hot mess, to be honest, and hot especially. I'm a big hairy Montana guy. And so to be in the tropics in that kind of heat, in that kind of like stomach condition, just feeling horrible. And so we make it through, and it was fine. We had to try to find a ride down Phnom Penh. But by that point, like, all the stuff was gone. all the buses and things are gone. So we finally finagle this ride with this. I'm pushing off prostitutes and finagling this ride with this guy. And we finally get in. He takes us to a town called Battambang, which is a pretty big city, but there's nothing really there. It's not really a tourist town. So we end up getting there, get dumped at this trashy little hotel. And we go upstairs. And, of course, we stay on the top floor because there's no elevator, so it's cheapest on the top floor because I'm a cheap bastard. And so we go up and dump our things. And Stefan, the German, just passes right out. He was done. He had, like, the long day. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I need some water. I don't know if I've drank water all day, and I've just been sweating and shitting all day. Like, I need some stinking water, and it's like a life-or-death situation at this point. And I look out the window, and I see the lights of this convenience store. And it only looks about maybe like 4 or 5 blocks away, and I'm like, I can do that. I can make that. I mapped it out in my head. I saw the little street. You know, it's all those weird little alleys that they always show in movies, you know, that look all exotic. They are, and they smell bad. I like them. Don't get me wrong. So I like kind of mapped it out in my head, and Stefan's not moving. And I was like, I'll be fine. I'm just going to the store. You know, I like run down to the Holiday gas station. You know, no big deal. And so I get out on the street, and all of a sudden the door closes behind me, and I realize I don't have my key, first of all. So I'm kind of stuck out on the street in Battambang, Cambodia, which is an adventure in and of itself. But I was like, I'll be fine. I'll figure it out when I get back. No big deal. So I start wandering kind of down these alleyways, and they start twisting and turning in ways I did not expect at all. And there's no street lights, and there's stray dogs that are glaring at me, and there's faces in windows that are glaring at me, and everybody's just glaring. It's a very glaring day in Battambang. And so... but I come around this corner, I hear all this loud music, and this garage door is kind of open, and there's these people kind of like, clearly kind of having a party. Not really laughing kind of party, but there's some loud music and people kind of shouting and such. And as I go by, it's literally like somebody scratched the needle off the record. And I look over, and there are like 12 angry little Cambodian men just glaring at me. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit, this is what Seema warned me about. Like, oh. But, of course, you know, I've traveled quite a bit, so I put on my, like, I know where I'm going. I'm from here. Oh, you didn't know? I grew up down the street. What are you talking about? Where I, like, walk along, like, I pretend, like, exactly. You know, I belong here. What are you talking about? It just keeps running that over in my head as if it would ever help. So I'm maybe, like, half block away from this thing, and I cross the street, and I get this grab on my arm. And not just, like, excuse me, sir, tap, like, a grab. And I look down, and the guy's not looking at me. He just starts dragging me back toward this party full of people. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, this is how bad stories start. Like, some stupid American goes wandering at night in this dangerous part of this dangerous city in this dangerous country. And I was like, oh, shit. So my mom would not be proud of me right now. And I thought, well, maybe I could take him. You know, I'm kind of big. I've never been in a fight before, but I'm sure I could take this little guy. And then, of course, all my weird Western, like, stereotypes come up. And I'm like, they probably all know, like, martial arts. And they'll be able to kick my ass right away. And if I did run away, I don't know where I'm going. And, you know, I'd probably just get lost. And then they'd all get me. And so I just kind of just went with him and get drugged back to this thing. And I'm standing there, and he pulls me up in front of the group, and by this point, all the guys have kind of come out, and they're all standing in this semicircle, just glowering faces at me, and I was like, oh, shit. And he pulls my arm up like this, and I was like, great, he's going to stab me in the lung, and then they're going to, like, chop me up and put me in noodles tomorrow, because that's what they do in these crazy foreign countries. And he pulls my arm out, and he stands right about here, and then he starts jumping up and down so that his little head was hitting my elbow. And the guys bust up laughing. It was the first smile I saw the whole night. And they're tittering like little girls. Like, it's the funniest thing they've ever seen in their lives. And each one of them comes up separately and tries it and jumps up into my elbow. And they're all, like, laughing. And they just think it's the greatest thing. And one of the guys, the biggest guy, he could kind of brush his head on my elbow. So he felt, like, really cool. He was, like, the cool one of the night. They end up dragging, like physically dragging me back in, with lots of chest pokes too. They were all about that. Smiles and chest pokes. They were all about it. Drag me back into this garage, and they start just handing me these little shot glasses of like Mekong whiskey, which is bad, bad business. And then this like fermented banana wine stuff that is just horrific. And keeping in mind, I was willing to risk my life just for some like potable water at this point. I'm slamming this stuff and they get really excited and they start talking to each other and they get giddy. And then one of them disappears into the back of the garage and they come out maybe a few minutes later with this like literally Yoda sized gal. She was like tiny and all shriveled and just cute as something really cute, for example. And she comes up to me and she pulls me down to her and she pats my little face, pokes me in the chest, and then heads out. And like 20 minutes later, she comes back with this huge plate of food. So these guys are like, they're starting to feed me stuff on the end of chopsticks. And they're giving me, you know, some bits of pork and some noodles. And then they hand me this thing that is essentially nothing but gristle and bone and tendon. There's no meat involved in it. And I'm trying to chew it, and I'm getting nauseous, and I'm just like, oh, God, blah. And the little mom is just, like, staring at me, like, smiling, like, nodding her head. And they show me, they pull it out, and it's a boiled bat wing, which, as I see that, I nearly get more nauseous. And then I start chewing, and I hit the little claw bone hand thing, which makes an audible crack inside my mouth, which, of course, makes them all bust up laughing. Because, of course, everybody knows you bite the little hand off before you start eating the boiled bat wing. So I'm sitting there literally on the verge of just puking all over the place. And I thanked them. I gave my ways all the way around and kind of started to flee and ended up wandering back to my hotel and puking in the alley for a while. And finally waited till they opened up the next morning as I was sitting on the stoop. But it was one of the strangest things because I guess I expected such exotic strangeness in Asia. And I certainly found it in a lot of different ways. But what it came down to, I think, where I felt really lucky, A, just not being in a bowl of noodles right now, was also just that folks are folk. I mean, I realized that Cambodians don't naturally smile a lot. But if you smile and wave, they wave right back. And so I was like the stinking queen of England, just walking down the streets ever, just smiling and waving at people. And they're all smiling and waving back. And people would go up and like, give me a baby. And I would just kind of hold it. And then they would take the baby back and just walk away. And it was just a wonderful experience overall. But I think I just learned that, you know, you can't ever kind of fall back on expectations. And warnings are good. And being safe is good. But more importantly, you kind of just have to, like, trust. And a little smile, a little wave can get you a long way. So thank you very much.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. More at tophatmissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. More at factandfictionbooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. Find them at garagetees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. More at quickjosh.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Rock and Rudy's, great people, great music. More at rockandrudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is forgiveness. Find us on twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. twitter.com/tellus. And at Facebook at facebook.com/tellussomething and at tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?